Aerial stellar characterization, i. homogeneous stellar parameters of 187 FGK planet host stars, description and validation of the method, by L. Magrini et al. In 2020, the European Space Agency selected Aerial as the next mission to join the space fleet of observatories to study planets outside our solar system. Aerial will be devoted to the characterization of 1,000 planetary atmospheres, for understanding what exoplanets are made of, how they formed and how they evolved. To achieve the last two goals, all planets need to be studied within the context of their own host stars, which in turn have to be analyzed with the same technique, in a uniform way. We present the spectrophotometric method we have developed to infer the atmospheric parameters of the known host stars in the Tier 1 of the Aerial reference sample. Our method is based on an iterative approach, which combines spectral analysis, the determination of the surface gravity from Gaia data, and the determination of stellar masses from isochrone fitting. We validated our approach with the analysis of a control sample, composed by members of three open clusters with well-known ages and metallicities. We measured effective temperature, TEF, surface gravity, log, and the metallicity, Fe, H, of 187 FGK stars within the Aerial reference sample. We presented the general properties of the sample, including their kinematics, which allows us to separate them between thin and thick disk populations. A homogeneous determination of the parameters of the host stars is fundamental in the study of the stars themselves and their planetary systems. Our analysis systematically improves agreement with theoretical models and decreases uncertainties in the mass estimate from 0.21 plus or minus 0.30 to 0.10 plus or minus 0.02 msun, providing useful data for the Aerial Consortium and the astronomical community at large. This was Aerial Stellar Characterization, i. homogeneous stellar parameters of 187 FGK planet host stars, description and validation of the method, by L. Magrini et al.